Right now, it is time to welcome the newly elected representative for the 64th District in Connecticut, and that is Maria Horn. Good morning, Maria.
Good morning, Marshall. You're the first one to officially say that to me, so thank you so much.
Well, it's, you know, it's the interesting thing about living in an area like we live in, it's a small area, and so everybody knows everybody, and everybody's happy when somebody wins, and there's a lot of people that are unhappy when somebody loses. But last night was an interesting night going into the final tally. We were all waiting for Kent to come in, and Kent gave you enough numbers where I think your margin of victory is somewhere around 60, right?
Yes. In fact, as of this morning, I think the margin is about 65. Kent discovered another, Kent discovered another 7 ballots last night in which I think they were international AB ballots, absentee ballots. So they were, our unofficial margin on my crumpled sheet of paper, that's us up at 65 votes.
And we'll see. I'm pretty sure that is slightly over the threshold for an automatic recount. I'm not sure about that, though, but I think it's slightly over the threshold.
By our math, it is, but we will see today as it shakes out.
So for people listening that wanted that question answered, there's also an answer for it, but we're not sure. So we'll see. I always say you have to, all the official numbers you see are not official until the Secretary of State verifies them.
Exactly. Yeah. And there was so much. I mean, you know, the one thing we heard consistently yesterday is turnout was, you know, and you see it in the numbers, turnout was tremendous. And that's really stressed a lot of towns because, you know, some other towns, in fact, outside of the district ran out of ballots. So there were a lot of challenges to the machines and a lot of, you know, to the people. This is a human endeavor. And people were tired, and I know as we were sitting and waiting for the results in Kent, the people in Kent had to keep taking breaks to make sure that they were doing it thoroughly and you know, carefully. So we'll see. We'll take a deep breath.
All right.
But we feel very good about it.
All right. So now I know it's kind of hard to feel great joy at 12:45 in the morning, but what was your initial reaction when it was finally confirmed to you that you had won?
Well, pretty great joy. I mean, first of all, we had a packed headquarters in Torrington where we're watching the returns, and you know, some people went home, had to take care of dogs and children and various things, but we had a solid core of people still in Torrington, you know, sitting on every available surface waiting for the last results to come in. So it was a tremendously joyous moment, and it was really to celebrate it with that group of people. I mean, we had over 275 volunteers on our campaign, which was extraordinary. And you know, in every town, we had a team of people who were really engaged and committed, and so that felt really good. And you know, it was a powerful moment. We felt good.
Now, do you? I never really asked this question. I'm not even sure I asked this question when Brian went. Do you get together with Brian and you kind of go over different things when you arrange to take over? And it's January 1st. You take over.
You know, I don't know all the details of that yet. Today I will figure all that out. I've been focused on the actual campaign for the last weeks. It is January for sure, and there's a meeting actually with the Democratic Caucus this week. And I'm sure also that I will have a conversation with Brian over in the near future.
So. Well, I can just imagine now. You're obviously going to try to rest up, I would figure, a little today, but then the planning process and the process of getting to work actually begins. It's going to begin today, no matter what. Doesn't matter when you take office.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what are your first priorities when you get to Hartford? Just finding your way around.
figure your way around. I mean, I have met a lot of people along the way in the early phases of running. Roberta in particular made a point of introducing me to a lot of people, other representatives in Hartford, and that's been a powerful thing to know them, and I look forward to getting to know them better. And, you know, I mean, the Democrats, have a majority in the Senate now, a stronger majority in the House, and it looks like a clean sweep of the constitutional offices. So, you know, Now we got to figure out what we're going to do about that.
Yeah, the top office is the only one that's really, really, really close. The race for governor still is, I guess, about 12,000 votes separating the top
tight,
two contenders.
Tight.
But all the other constitutional offices. Well, people saying that this would be the year of the woman, and in our district, with you winning and Anna Hayes winning, it truly is the year of the woman.
Yeah, I hope it's not just the year singular of the woman. <That's right. laughs> I'd like to be around more than a single year, but yeah, I mean, there's been I think a lot of recognition that we need more women in elective office in the region, in Connecticut, in the country, across the board. So I think that's an advance.
All right, and one final question: your top priorities once you get to Hartford, what's probably the number one priority for you?
I mean, they remain the same things I've been talking about. Which, first of all, the budget has to be the lens through which you view everything. I mean, we have to tackle it in a straightforward way with our values right in front of us. We have to be really clear how we're making decisions about what we do, and how to are the programs that we fund cost effective? Are they achieving the aims that we, their stated purpose? And investing in, education and healthcare and infrastructure.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll let you go. Maybe have a cup of coffee, or else maybe just go back to bed.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to go back to bed. I think that ship has sailed. But I'll get sleep eventually. Plus, I'm not going to complain. I think, Marshall, you got less sleep than I did last night.
So. Yeah, I know. But the only good thing about this is that I'm so tired. I'm going to cancel my. I was going to get a tooth extracted at 5 o'clock this afternoon. That's off the table for today.
There you go. Okay.
All right, Maria.
Silver lining.
Congratulations and thank you.
Thank you, Marshall. Thank you so much.
All right. Maria Horn, a newly elected representative, defeating Brian Oler by, I think it was about 67 or 68 votes now, according to latest count.